Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, December 21st. In the news this morning, overnight, EBOT prices were March corn down a penny and a quarter, March wheat down a penny and three quarters, and January beans up 4¾ cents. Currently, we have the U.S. dollar down 42 ticks. We're coming off of yesterday's 14-year highs, just slightly under 103 here today. We're at 102.85. We've got crude oil up 21, gold up $4, silver up a few cents. We did sell 132,000 metric tons of beans to China, so that may have been a little bit of the firmness overnight, plus the lower dollar. I'm surprised the wheat and corn didn't do a little bit better here. Funds are still short wheat and corn, heavily so. Do they want to cover in the next 10 days before the end of the year? It remains to be seen. We've had two solid days of funds selling out of long positions in the beans, oil, and meal. Generally, the fund selling comes in three-day waves, but with the dollar down and China back in the market last night, we might see a little bit of a firmness there, and maybe the funds will wait a day before they start selling it again. Weather around the world. We had the rains over the weekend in Argentina. Now people are stating that it's getting hotter and drier again. I don't really see that for the time being, but that's been some of the talk out here. There are a few dry spots in Brazil, but for the most part, they look like they're in pretty good shape out here. Certainly no reason to expect that Brazil's not going to have a huge bean crop, and that the Argentinians, when it's all said and done, will have a pretty decent crop as well. The pros are definitely looking to sell rallies in the beans. I would agree with that. We'll see if January beans can hold the $10 mark if we start closing under that. I think it's a little bit of a psychological breakdown if we close under 10 bucks, and that could lead to some more selling. Once again, I can't implore you enough that if you haven't done so already, to look at buying some puts to protect new crop soybean prices out here. You know, after the first of the year, I think we can see a rally in the wheat and the corn. I think some of the things that have been on the low side, you can look to buy. Some of the things that have been high, you can look to sell, like the dollar, like the Dow Jones, some of the other things out here. But, you know, we're still 10 days away from that out here. Weather in the U.S. certainly moderated. We're back into the 30s in Chicago. Looks like we'll be 35, even a 40-degree day in the next few days. A little bit of rain here. Nothing really bad anywhere around the Midwest that we see for the time being. So really nothing exciting out here except the Chinese buying some more beans. We'll see where we can go with it. See if the funds want to sell the beans for the third day in a row. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.